2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a push from Senator Romney to improve responses to wildfires. He's proposing a new commission that would take a closer look at how governments can keep fires from becoming catastrophes. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Holiday City joins the list of communities banning fireworks this summer. City Council there voted in favor of the ban last night. It lasts through October. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Delays on I-15 northbound in Davis County, southbound in Weber County, and on Highway 89. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 89, expect a jam-packed drive, and that's from leaving I-15 all the way up to the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Chance for thunderstorms this evening and gusty winds and blowing dust with more sunshine and a high of 99 tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
95 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. is at a new crossroad in this pandemic. President Biden today marking the milestone of health workers giving 300 million shots over the past 100 days.
We got here because of the American people stepping up and getting vaccinated, helping family, friends, neighbors get vaccinated.
At the same time, vaccinations are down overall. Vaccine hesitancy colliding with the more contagious Delta variant. The CDC warns it will likely become the dominant variant in the months to come in the U.S. Dangerous heat keeping its grip on western states. The heat wave in California has the state under emergency.
In many areas of the West, measurable amounts of rain probably won't come for six more months. At Folsom Lake in Northern California, a drinking water source for millions of Californians, a lake is disappearing. What could it look like by December? Richard Preston LeMay is with California Parks.
I don't want to know. We'll probably just see a river with a small pool in front of the dam.
Electrical companies are begging for Californians to set their thermostats above 78 degrees and to brace for blackouts with so much air conditioning running. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A retired teacher and activist dubbed the grandmother of Juneteenth is celebrating the nation's new federal holiday a day after being honored at the White House and watching the president sign it into law.
I was overjoyed. I was ecstatic. I was so happy I could have done a holy dance.
Years ago, Opal Lee walked from her home in Fort Worth, Texas, to the nation's capital, calling for June 19th to be named a holiday, commemorating the day in 1865 when slaves learned they were free, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Tomorrow, the 94-year-old will walk 2.5 miles, looking forward to every step as she honors the past. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In Depth.
Do or die for the Utah Jazz. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Jazz have to win tonight or the playoffs are over. Live now, KSL Sports Jazz Insider Ben Anderson. Ben, it's feeling a little bit hopeless for tonight. Give us some hope.
Yeah, well, the good news is Mike Conley sounds like he's going to be back in the lineup. He hasn't played the last five games for the Jazz after re-aggravating that hamstring injury. So, you know, it's a little bit of pressure off Donovan Mitchell. If Donovan Mitchell's out there, he's also listed as questionable for tonight's game because of that ankle injury.
Okay. Any spidey sense about what's going to happen with Donovan tonight?
I would be stunned if he didn't give it a go. As you mentioned, it's do or die. This is your last chance if you want to keep your season alive. He sounds like he desperately does. So the Jazz have tried to keep him out of games because of injury in the past. I bet they both suit up and give the Jazz a good chance tonight.
Yeah, you got to think a guy who's making $195 million when it's all on the line, forget about the boo-boo, get on the basketball court. Right.
Yeah, and you know what? If you lose and you're hurt now, you've got the whole summer to rest. So this really is the best time to play hurt if there's ever such a thing to do it.
So the Jazz still have Rudy Gobert on the court in good health. His defense is better than ever right now, but they've had a hard time getting the stops. Right?
Yeah, well, right now the Clippers are playing a smaller lineup, and that means they're trying to pull Rudy Gobert out from the rim where he's so good defensively. And when they do that, it makes it easier for the Clippers players to drive around the other Jazz defenders and get to the rim. So you have to credit the Clippers. They've done a nice job with their game plan to make it difficult for the Jazz to win the series, and that's why they lead 3-2.
All right. We've had you on all season long. I don't know if you do predictions, but what do you think tonight, Ben?
I think Jazz fans should enjoy the last 48 minutes of the season tonight.
Ouch. Well, thank you nonetheless, KSL Sports Jazz Insider Ben Anderson. KSL News Time 3:20. Game time is tip-off just after 8 o'clock tonight. Traffic now on KSL News Radio, and here's Ricky Meese.
We do have early onset delays for southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County. Now, when you're leaving downtown, you're looking good, but you will start to see those delays set in right about 5300 South in Murray, down to 114th South Draper, where an earlier crash is still in the final cleanup stages over on the right. If you're continuing around the point into Utah County, some leftover heavy and slow traffic, but easing quickly as you're going from American Fork into Pleasant Grove and Linden. Northbound to I-15. It's a little busy from 33rd up to 2100 South. Also seeing some unusual heavy and slow traffic. Northbound I-215's East Belt going through the Holiday area, and 5600 West. We're seeing slowdowns both directions at the intersections between I-80 and 2100 South. Michelle?
Well, we have delays. This is northbound I-15, Kaysville to Roy on the southbound side, Ogden into Clinton. And then we also have a crash. This is in Pleasant View. This is US 89 at 3300 North on the right shoulder. Ogden's flooring has carpet and 100% waterproof luxury vinyl in stock at last year's prices. What the others don't have, Ogden's is fully stocked with. Visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast and Kristen Van Dyke.
For tonight, a chance for a few thunderstorms, low of 73. Then tomorrow, 99 degrees with more smoke moving in. Father's Day, a cold front pushes in to bring in a cool down, 96 and less smoke. Then on Monday, we're starting in the mid-60s with a high of 92 in the afternoon, the coolest day of the week. 96 again on Tuesday with highs staying in the middle to upper 90s after that. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
95 degrees, here's a bumper for the Jazz.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer. Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
It's time to celebrate the 4th of July, and the Draper Philharmonic and Choral Society would like to share with you many amazing stories about how American colonists were able to win their independence from Great Britain in the Revolutionary War. Did you know that several miracles occurred that either enabled the ragtag Continental Army to escape certain defeat or gave the Americans a victory? Have you heard about Henry Knox's men dragging 60 tons of captured British cannons 300 miles in deep snows to help free Boston? Do you know the significance of the Liberty Tree? Are you aware of George Washington's dedication to the cause of liberty in spite of overwhelming challenges and intense opposition? Come hear these stories set to stirring music and performed by 22 soloists, philharmonic, and choir in the concert George Washington, Ordained of God, June 25th and 26th at Abravanel Hall. For more information, go to draperphilharmonic.org or get your tickets at arttix.org.
We're watching Utah's Money. Krispy Kreme will be a publicly traded company again soon. Yes, the delicious donut maker was once a public company. It went private in 2016 after it had financial troubles. The company says they intend to use the money to pay outstanding debt. You could be an owner of Krispy Kreme. KSL Drives, the past is outperforming the future this year. Shares of Ford and General Motors are both up 40% through the close yesterday, outpacing all of the market's electric vehicle companies like Tesla. Investors seem to be interested in those traditional automakers because of how many people are buying new cars post-pandemic. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell more than 500 points to close out its worst week since October. It ended at 33,290, down 1.6%. The S&P fell 55 points. The NASDAQ down 130. KSL News Time 326. A BYU study shows kids eat more calories in post-game snacks than they do than they burn during the actual game. KSL TV's Ali Davis shares how one dad and coach is keeping health a priority on the field.
Go. Steve Harris coaches all four of his kids' teams. He and his wife decided the soccer field didn't need more sweets.
We're having 2-3 games a week.
So we implemented the halftime fruit.
Gives them some natural sugars so that they have more energy for the second half of the game because they're already tired then.
Intermountain Healthcare pediatric dietitian Tara Finnerty says feeding athletes treats is counterproductive.
We're kind of negating those benefits by providing foods with high sugar, processed foods. They're loaded with calories that are really actually unnecessary.
Instead, opt for whole foods and water.
Go!
For your life, your health. Allie Davis, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.